The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Dolan Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Friday. It's Friday, unless you're listening after. Then it could be really any day. That's the beauty of a podcast. You can listen whenever you want.
It is a beautiful thing.
Whenever you want.
Hell, this could be Friday 2 months later.
It could be, but this is the show for the last Friday in January. So last show of January.
Oh, shit.
Kicking off the year, month in.
January is already done?
January is done.
Can 2015 be done?
No. Well, want to mention, signed up for the Donut Dash. That's coming up on March 7th. If you want to sign up, go ahead. It's at donutdash.org. You can even join the Nate Darling Show team.
Yeah!
And walk along, run along, and do whatever with us.
What is it again? You run, get a donut, then run back?
Well, you can walk or saunter. Yes, you go 2 miles, get either 4 donuts or 6 donut holes, and then you go 2 miles back. And, yeah. So, I did it last year with one of the worst headaches I've ever had.
Right.
So, if you can...
You made it just fine.
Yeah, well, not just fine.
No, you were miserable.
Dude,
shit.
Dude, there was a photo, because they take photos along the race course. I saw one, and I was like, no human being should ever see me looking like that.
How did
they not send an ambulance out for me? No, I looked like I was going to die.
Oh, no.
I never have a good photo in one of those race photos. I've never had a good one. I've had, like, one that was moderately acceptable, but never anyone I'm running where I'm like, yeah, I look awesome. Right. Nope, not a single one. No matter how good a shape I was in, There's always some weird face or whatever. Just something.
Well, look at the bright side. I have that problem with DMV photos. Every time I look like I'm on crack or I'm like, maybe I had some lobotomy happening. I don't know.
Sure.
And that's a photo that you're stuck with that's important that people look at.
Nobody looks at that other than the cop.
Yeah, and then...
And you know that moment happens at least once or twice a year where you're you got a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You had to pull out your ID.
Right.
Oh, let me see your ID picture. Oh, you're so cute. Let me see yours. And this whole thing happens. Oh, my God, you look like an idiot.
My friends, they take pictures so they can save it.
Of their ID?
No, of my ID because they think it's so funny.
Okay, I got to see it now.
I don't have it. They took my license away. Oh. I only have my new picture, one with the lazy eye. And they're like, anything's an improvement. I look high. I look so high. And I wasn't, which is the sad part.
Oh,
but at least you take, like, really cool, like, profile pictures. Did you see his profile picture?
I didn't take that
face?
One. Oh, he wrote a lovely comment about being a cult leader. It was good.
That's kind of what it
looked
like.
You already have the photo. You've got the photo for the cover of the brochure.
L.
Ron Platts is what you are.
Well, I ran into one of my friends. He's actually best friends with my comic book store owner, who was also there, too. And I see him in the parking lot at Trader Joe's, and I honk my horn. He's like, I'm like, hey, Rick, I know this guy. He's like, oh, sir, Mr. Platts, I bow to you. He's like,
so
it is the man that I, yeah.
Let me explain.
He was playing off that whole thing.
The photograph of you, it's from a little bit below, mm-hmm. and you've got your hands held out in front of you, your fingers splayed out mm-hmm. wide, almost like you're holding a giant clear orb.
Yes.
And you've got your head looking up a little bit, mm-hmm. and the way the lighting and the shadows and the color correction falls,
it's very godlike.
You can see every angle uh-huh. on your neck and your jawline.
Right.
And you've got just enough stubble.
Yeah.
That it has a very, I mean, it's a fantastic looking picture.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of that work was done in post.
Yeah.
I mean, if you saw the raw photograph of that, it did not look like that.
Not at all.
I mean, and by the way, all you and your Instagram filters, settle down. That won't do that.
No.
Oh, no, that's not
it. This is Photoshop.
Yeah, this is professional. Like, this is real.
That's a professional artist.
Yeah.
Showcasing artistry is what that was.
Exactly.
That's so funny. People fucking Instagram. Like, I'm a on Facebook, people are like, oh, the ones that think they're a model, and I have such a headache. Such a fucking headache.
Oh, God. Like plastic surgery boy from last episode.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now I know how you feel, actually,
you know
about plastic. That's how I feel
More
about people.
More pictures than me.
That, like, just because they, like, oh, my gosh, I can't even get into it. It's just so bad. Or, like, people just because they know how to take, like, they know how to pick a filter.
Uh-huh.
It's all of a sudden fucking Instagram. They're like, I'm a photographer. No, bitch.
Bitch.
Oh.
Either way.
Choice.
Headaches.
Yeah. But, yeah, the guy who took the photo, he used to do professional still photography.
Yeah.
And he's an ace at Photoshop and... He needed me. He was just testing the lighting, and I just threw my hands up and got in this pose. He took it, and he's like, that's too cool. So he messed around with it and came up with it.
Yeah, not since I took the photo of you shooting video on a rock near Tahoe. Has a photo of you garnered so much attention.
Yeah.
And mine was not retouched.
No, yours was just natural beauty. My face in the mountains.
Wait, if your friend ever wants to play with lighting with me, he can. Did that come out weird? As weird as I said?
A
little bit.
It's not weird.
Well, we know you're not hitting on him.
Yeah.
So we,
I mean,
we know
if he's
going to
take pictures that make me look that fucking cool, I will hit on him.
Nice.
All right. So coming up on the show today, we'll talk about what I like to call the smelly twat lawsuit. Sarah Palin and Donald Trump, they've got some aspirations, or do they? we'll look at some of the problems that a straightforward girl encounters in the world. I think Diana might be able to weigh in on that one, too.
Nice.
Before we get into it too much, though, hey, anybody got plans for the weekend? Plans for the weekend. Diana, I'll start with you.
Let me check my calendar. I'm trying to find that picture.
I'm like, what
while you're doing
up?
That, let me just mention that the Chitlin Circuit, that's Kareem's shows. If you're listening Friday when this comes out.
We might be out there tonight.
Tonight and, well, maybe, we'll see. Tonight and tomorrow are the last 2 days of the Chitlin Circuit. At the Brick House Gallery in Oak Park in Sacramento. So check that out. You can search the Chitlin Circuit on Facebook, and it'll give you some of the details you need for that. So go check that out if you're interested in that. That's what Kareem's doing this weekend.
Yeah, he is.
So I know that even though he's not here, he must be ill because I was just checking Facebook, and normally when we're doing the shows here, he posts like about 5 or 6 links to Facebook. He's only posted one in the time that we've been recording the shows. So I know he's under the weather.
He can't even lift the phone up.
Yeah, I can't even fucking find articles to post up there.
Yeah, it's like
clarity of mind is absent when you've got NyQuil or whatever.
Oh my
system.
God, I'm gonna get some NyQuil. That sounds like a good idea.
Some sort of quill. Have you figured out what you're doing this weekend?
Yeah, so I'm coming up with I'm starting a new project venture that I'm really excited about.
Okay.
And so we're gonna work on that this weekend. And
are you talking like you're building with an erector set? Like what's this project?
Any hints? Is it a comedic thing?
Well,
is
it's a comedy thing. I think I'm gonna try to see. I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it goes because I don't know if I'm gonna like. I'm gonna show it off to my friends first and get some input and see how it goes because I don't know. Basically, I'm thinking about. Trying to get into YouTube, so I'm gonna try to do
good.
That.
Okay,
hey girl,
but I don't know anything about video editing, so this is all gonna be the worst.
You know, that's probably
really
the best.
That's better on YouTube.
Yeah, here's what I've learned about YouTube: it's all you need to do is be able to cut out pauses.
Yeah, you watch those people
and just
talking
splice things
on a webcam,
together. like
just blank spot cut.
One of the biggest YouTube stars is Jenna Marbles.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And all she does is she talks blah 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 blah, and then there's an edit, and then. The camera's in the same position. She's in the same position. She said something else. So all she's done is cut out little bits of it.
Yeah.
So there's no real good editing that goes into that.
Yeah. I heard they do that because, like, our minds, like, it grabs your attention. Like, it's like a restart.
Jump cut, yeah.
I was inspired to do a commentary about something, so I figured why not, and we'll see how it goes. But I'm excited about it just because it's something new. It's not something I've done before.
Are you going to dress as a Korean general?
Why not?
Like Margaret Cho.
You know, I think that might actually have to. I didn't think about that, Nate. I think I might have to. Because I think the more people that get me confused with Margaret Cho, the more chances of me getting like an accidental spot on something. So I'm really excited. maybe that's how I should
big
go.
Big picture thinking. I like it.
I should go to LA and just pretend I'm Margaret Cho and see how far I can get along with that.
There you go.
No, but good that's it. You. I'm going to try to work on a new venture.
Well, it's nice because that's something you can do, I mean, like with one other person or sometimes even on your own if you're just doing commentaries. So you're not like reliant on a bunch of other people and getting out to places. And
you just set up the camera and talk.
I love it when people ask me, I go, are you doing comedy? I go, yeah, we do 2 shows a week.
Right.
It's available on iTunes at NateDarlingShow.com.
And it's
free. Are you doing 2 hours of shows a week? 2.5 if you count the Well Hung podcast.
Right.
So are you doing 2.5 hours of material a week? I don't think you are. Bitches.
Bitch, yeah.
Just because I didn't wait in line to go up and do 5 minutes at a touch of class.
And which have your is phone
a great
stolen.
Room, by the way. I just went there last weekend.
Did you yell the N-word a lot?
Oh, God, no. It was so funny. This one girl, I met this girl outside before we went in, and I guess she recognized me from the last time I went, which was like months ago, and she was a fan, which is cool. And then she said something about like, oh, like don't use, she said a comment, and she's like, yeah, you can say this on stage. And it was like really racist, and I looked at her, and I was like, no. She's like, baby, don't do that. I was like, no. No. Are you trying to?
She's trying to get you kicked out.
Yeah, I was like, you're trying to get me. It was so bad. It was like one of those things that like, you're trying to get me killed, like not just kicked out. Yeah. She was like, I forgot. Like, she was like, I totally forgot. I was like, no.
That's good. So you got that going on. I may be making my first trip to Napa.
Your first trip?
I've never gone wine tasting.
Nathan, darling.
In fact, the only wine tasting I've ever done is at the winery on S Street here in Sacramento.
We have a winery here?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like BevMo or Total Wine, the only wine tasting I've ever done. That's how it was for me. Wait, are you getting like a limo? And like,
no, I think we're going to, I'm not sure exactly how we're going to do it. But
you can't drive. Don't drive.
You can drive if you're only doing one or two, you can drive.
Yeah.
What's the point of doing one or two?
Wine tasting. You're checking out the scenery. You're going to. You get a little sample of this, a sample of that.
Yeah.
If you find something you like, you sit around and drink a bottle.
Yeah, or get a bottle for later.
Or some crackers.
Yeah, so there's a couple of places we want to go and check that out. So that's going to be happening
this
weekend.
That's very nice, Nate.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Sounds pleasant.
It'll be a relaxing Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe I think we're going to get a hotel room, so.
Okay. Do
that. You do a little
You know what you ought
there.
To do.
What's that, Sam? What ought
you
I do?
You know what you ought to do. You're going to be out there in Napa. You do all this nice scenery. You're drinking some wine. You got the hotel room option, or you can cruise a little bit up the road.
Yes.
You know, and there's this place called Harbin Hot Springs. And you pay a membership fee of like $20, and then you can stay in their hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can camp for a smaller price. And you have access to a clothing optional luxurious hot spring, which is all natural. It's not like they've got one that's like a pool that's like, you know, it's fancy and all this, but then they've got some that are just like natural, like in the rocks and stuff. And actually it's the most beautiful experience. It's 24 hours all night long. You'd be out there under the moonlight sipping. Actually, you can't drink wine when you're in there, but I'd recommend that.
Yeah. Hi. I'd like to make a reservation at the nudist colony where I can't drink. Sounds really romantic. This guy.
You're naked in the moonlight.
I'd like to be naked in the moonlight in January.
Hot spring.
Yeah,
it's hot.
The spring's hot, but I'm pretty sure. When the spring is hot, how long will the testicles be up inside of my body because of the cold? Will they descend me in the hot spring, or how's that going to go? And you're saying it's a $20 membership fee.
But it lasts for a whole year, and it will get you into every... There's not just this one. There's one up in the Tahoe area as well.
So what you're saying is I'm going to get a lot of emails. I'm going to get a mailing list for all these
not
nudist
a single
colonies.
Email.
So this is what's going to happen here. Let me call you back.
Okay.
I'll see how this
get
goes.
Off the line. Get that fucker off the line. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I don't see myself making that
I'm a member. Anyways.
Shocking. you should have invited. We'll have an outing. Yeah, no.
I definitely did not want to partake in that outing.
Let's all get
podcast
together.
Outing. We'll get Kareem.
Without
we'll...
alcohol, fuck that.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you're in this hot spring, and
right.
You're filtering out your pores.
Oh,
hot.
You know what? You can't. It's a good idea that you can't have alcohol, because that's what
you're
got
detoxing.
My friend. My friend's
you could
sick.
Faint and pass
yeah,
out too.
She got really sick.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You got to be hydrated when you're in the hospital.
Yeah,
right?
That's
well, sure.
All you can bring is water in a plastic bottle. That's it.
Mm, I see. Well, I.
Anyhow, I'm having a pajama party on Saturday with my old film school friends.
Pajama party?
It's an annual event.
Super cute.
Yeah, we play. I mean, we're all grown-ass adults. This isn't like little kids hanging out. Like,
sure. The boners are serious. I get it.
You know, no, there's like married couples. They're, you know, everyone's there having a gay old time. We play video games. We play card games. We talk. We chat. We eat hella food. We drink booze. And we have a good time. That's all there's to it.
That's how tall was.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think that's awesome.
You don't do naked. You don't do pajamas, Nate. What's your gig?
You don't
What's
do PJs? Thing?
And well...
Pajama party, you don't do that?
Well, here's the thing. I don't have pajamas because normally I don't wear them.
You wear your panties.
Do you go? Do you sleep naked?
I do.
I sleep naked often, but in the winter months, it's favorable to wear an extra
layer. I only slept naked a couple times, and like I was a fan for like a little bit, and then after that, I was like, I don't like it anymore.
It's almost necessary in the summer.
It depends on your air conditioning, but yeah, that's normally how I go.
Okay.
Normally, that's the thing.
But not so this if, is not your opportunity.
Not
to go
if I'm
buy
sleep,
that
not if I'm sleeping over at someone's house.
Right.
then it's like shorts and a t-shirt.
This is your opportunity to go buy the Superman onesie with the cape and the Velcro's on the back.
I saw that at Target.
You know? They have it at Target.
Oh yeah. They have a lot of things at Target.
Target. Uh-huh.
They've got they've got a Batman one as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go that way. So there you go. All right. So an insider trader came out this past week. Explaining why he did cocaine at work.
At least he has an explanation.
He does. He does. He says it's because coffee irritates his bowels.
Dude, I have what you said. Done. That's if anyone asked me about blow, I would just be like, you know what? It's just coffee that it's
so,
diuretic. It just doesn't sit well.
Nathan, it appears that the reason you were killing 32 people and running around naked was you were on the crack. Can you explain that?
Okay, crack is different than coke.
I'm sorry, yeah. You were on the cocaine.
Cocaine doesn't make you do that.
Please forgive me.
Yeah, and you can. There's no smoke from cocaine, so you're good to go.
So, can you please explain why this happened? Oh, the coffee at work irritates my bowels.
You know, coffee's not that great for you.
It also dehydrates you.
Yeah, so just do
and
blow.
It's bad for your teeth and your bones.
Oh
my
God.
You can't absorb calcium properly when you're drinking caffeine. I had to take note of that when I was healing from my broken hand.
Well, you're fragile anyway.
Delicate hands.
So anyway, former Wall Street executive Michael Lucarelli, who's a former Lippitt, Heischern and Associates director, pleaded guilty to insider trading back in September, admitting he had pocketed around $1 million in trades based on his clients' unreleased quarterly results. But during a sentencing hearing, the New York Post reports that he left no biographical stone unturned in his quest for leniency. Here's what he said. But that was a sideshow compared to the bizarre rant before the Manhattan judge Jesse Furman, in which he blamed his former bosses for cheating him out of commissions. He also talked up his bona fides as he bragged about working with supermodels Iman and Kathy Ireland and winning a fist fight with his father when he was 16.
Isn't this some Wolf of Wall Street shit?
That's like, what it is. This guy's hoping someone's going to make a movie about him.
Then he talked himself down. He played the sympathy card, telling the judge that his marriage failed after he was hit and injured by a taxi, saying, "I couldn't perform my duties and she's 20 years younger." It's rough.
Yeah, because you're taking so much fucking blow.
Well,
yeah, that probably played into it.
Well, no, he was hit by a cab.
Oh.
Yeah.
While he was
doing blow.
Learn to learn. The 52-year-old said his inside trading was fueled by drugs and resentment of the Midtown firm, which he said owed him money on commissions. "I didn't take the drugs to get high. I did it because I can't drink coffee. That's a painful trip to the bathroom."
But you would drink the coffee to it's a stimulant.
Just don't drink the coffee then.
Well, he needs to keep up the stimulation. To
yeah,
be,
but that's
be a
still
trader.
To get high. So he did it to get high.
That's what happened.
Stupid.
Then he talked himself into prison. He's set to serve 2.5 years. After which he tells the court he'd like to become a truck driver. If you're a good driver, which I am, they don't care about insider trading.
They probably care about that blow, though, because you probably need to do more of that if you can't fucking drink coffee and
right.
You're a truck driver.
Yeah.
This guy's got a plan, and I support him.
By the way, if he thinks the coffee is a painful trip to the bathroom, he ought to get the hot salsa on his burrito at Chipotle at lunch.
Hey, I love that salsa.
Oh, did you guys hear about the promotion that Chipotle was doing?
That was
doing?
Today.
Yeah, it was
the
Sofritas.
No, we're ending this like exactly 9:30.
Shit.
Yeah, well, we record this on Monday. So if you bought one of their vegetarian Sofritas burrito today, you get a coupon for a free burrito later.
But you have to use it within like 2 days or something like that.
Yeah, it's something ridiculous. So
I've never had it, but
there's
I will.
No, not an issue for me. I would take care of that business.
There you
get
go.
Extra hot salsa.
Shit.
My hot favorite shit. There was a guy once. We were at, I think I just told this story too. We're at Chipotle for lunch, and this rather portly fellow, 400 pounds if he's an ounce, goes up, and he's getting a burrito bowl, and she goes, hot, mild, or corn salsa? And he goes, all of the salsas.
My friends do
That's
that.
A great idea. And, I'm going to do that.
And just today at Chipotle for lunch, I saw the all of the salsas guy walking in.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, we were eating outside. And was
it's
like,
not a different all the salsas guy. This is the same guy.
Same guy.
Shit.
Same all of the
you
salsas guy.
It would be really
guy.
Funny if he listens to this podcast.
It would be hilarious. Like,
this one's for you, all the salsas guy. Hey,
although we did
I support that, and I'm going to try it next time.
We did see a cop do that, too, with a burrito bowl, where they had to mash it down the top like they were closing a suitcase.
To me, if that foil wrapper tears when they're folding it, you know you did it right.
Exactly,
All I know is the chick at Chipotle for that cop's burrito bowl, she had to, like, sit on it to loop the things around. It was crazy. Now, the time machine. NewYorkTimes.com. The archives for the New York Times has just brought to the attention a 1978 trend piece on disco music and how teenagers were super into it. In the profile of the club Guys and Dolls, where area teens could go to get their hustle on, a then 15-year-old called Thomas Castaglia opined, disco music is great, rock stinks, and it's outdated because you don't dance to it. And you have to get high to listen to it. He also said he had once been beaten up by schoolmates for his love of disco, which surprised no one. Yeah. It further proves that rock fans are vicious, knuckleheaded brutes. In response to this, his colleague, a 15-year-old Fern Fladell, retorted,
oh no, not Fern.
They're just jealous because those kids don't have a place for rock like this. See, Fladell was wearing what the Times referred to as a disco star scarf, which is a long piece of fabric that looks like a knotted prayer shawl. The point is, teenagers, particularly teen girls, always know what's best about culture. And even in 1978, we're like, rock is whack and dead because you can't dance to it. Yeah. So.
Well, okay, what's up with fucking human beings? And this whole, I'm this and you're that and fuck you. I love rock and I love disco, and that's no lie. Sing my song, Nate.
This is so bad.
Dude, there was a Star Wars disco jam. You should find that one. That's good.
Kiss did a whole disco album.
God bless you, Kiss. See, Kiss gets it, dude.
No, they're sellouts and whores is what
fuck
they are.
Fuck you.
Kiss is so they're one of my favorite.
They want to dance.
No,
I want to learn those moves.
Okay,
those so are the moves
bad.
I want to do
Me
from
and you,
now
bro,
on.
We're gonna do some
I think what we've really learned here is that teenagers are idiots.
Okay, well I'll accept that.
No matter when you
that's
ask.
True. That's factual.
All right, some news from Oklahoma. I'm sad Kareem's not here for this because the watermelon's state veggie status is under the knife in Oklahoma.
Because it's not a veggie.
That's right.
Understandable.
It may soon be on its way out as their official state vegetable because Senator
come on.
Just got onto that, huh?
No, I was just like, but the fact that, like, it's just like, how did it get there in the first place?
Exactly.
I just, like, that's
white people. Crazy white people.
State vegetable is going to be the watermelon.
Senator Nathan Dom, who's a Republican from Broken Arrow, has filed a Senate bill to revoke its designation, saying that watermelon is a fruit, not a vegetable. Legislation passed in 2007.
That sounds like a
2007.
Non-PC term.
2007. We're not talking about 1943 or 1922. This passed in 2007, designated the juicy melon as the state's official vegetable. Thanks to then Representative Joe Dorman.
That's when it became the state vegetable.
That's why I was laughing.
Good God!
Anyway, the then representative who put it through is a big supporter of the annual Watermelon Festival held the second Saturday of August in his hometown. Yeah, he said passage resulted in increased attendance and sales.
Of
well,
course it did,
shocker.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Representative Scooter Park, you know,
these guys' names are great.
Is Representative Scooter
Fern
Park.
Fern and Scooter
said,
"I'd like to go out on a date with these guys. We'll have a gay old time."
Well, here,
Fern and Scooter.
Here's what Scooter Park had to say about it. He said, "We will defend, support, and make sure it is upheld as the state vegetable for Oklahoma."
Oh, no.
He said the state has a lot of issues that are more important than repealing the act making the watermelon the state vegetable.
That's a fact, though.
Now, the state fruit label isn't available because the strawberry already has that secured. But
it's
Dom,
one or the other.
But Dom is also considering giving the watermelon another chance. He said it could be named the state's seasonal fruit. Or the state's melon. Other state emblems.
What kind of melon? Water.
Other state emblems appear to be safe for now. They include the honeybee as the state insect, and the Mexican free-tailed bat is the state's flying mammal. That's right. In Oklahoma, they have an official state flying mammal.
Why the fuck does any people group and territory...
People group?
Okay, we're going to have our state flower, state tree, state vegetable, state insect, state bird, state dog, state cat, state couch, state shopping line, state cotton blend, state sheet thread count. Fuck you!
I have a state song.
Because I command it.
Thank
That's
you, Beelzebub.
I have a state song request for. It's called Watermelon by D. Wills. I have
it. You better pull that up, Nate.
It's really good.
Is it?
It's
It would be great if we had that before we started the thing.
I know. I didn't think about it. I totally forgot. I love this song.
Watermelon.
Well, there's also the Watermelon Crawl.
That's not as good as D. Wills.
Oh, dude, if you soak watermelon in some booze, you'll be doing a watermelon crawl.
Like that, someone put like a Jose Cuervo bottle and just like put it in the watermelon and just let that sit, that shit like
that's
just absorb. But I didn't like, that's so smart.
I love that that's what you salute for intellect. He figured out how to infuse a watermelon with Jose Cuervo.
I love sangria.
Yeah,
I love fruit and alcohol.
Okay,
or vegetables and alcohol.
Vegetables.
Okay, Scooter is going to defend this to the death because we have more important things to do.
What about Skeeter? Hey, Dad. I don't know if anyone caught.
I don't know. I spent one night in Oklahoma. That was enough for me. It's very flat. And there's not a lot going on there.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right. Let's do this then.
They act. We decide. Cool or tool?
First up in cool or tool, coffee, Diana.
Cool. But if I had a choice between coffee and cocaine. Okay, coffee's cool.
Sam?
Well, coffee, much like the Deftones talking about shade in the summertime song, is a tool and a device and nothing more. I don't drink it for pleasure. I still, to this fucking day, hate the taste of coffee. But I drink it like a madman. It gets me through the damn day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
it's a tool, baby.
Maybe you should switch to blow.
I'm going to try some blow next time. Give me some Coke Kurt.
Yeah, coffee's cool. Nothing wrong with coffee.
It has been upsetting my stomach lining since apparently the alcohol.
You need some cocaine.
It.
If it's upsetting your bowels, you better try the cocaine.
Up next in Cooler Tool, teenagers. Teenagers, Sam.
There's nothing less cool than a teenager that thinks he's cool or she's cool. Teenagers are tools.
No, it's true. Diana.
Tools.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. You're like a
and
tool.
And you should know. You've dated one recently.
Okay.
No!
Fuck, yeah.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't dating. I'm sorry.
Well, that too, but also like 18. I forgot like that counts. I was like, she was legal. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I'm not talking legal. I'm talking teen.
No, I know. I told it. I just kind of spaced out on that. I hope I got out of that.
Teens are tools. Yeah.
They
are.
Don't date one.
I was a tool as a teen.
Everybody is. That's what you're supposed to be.
It's part of the natural evolution.
What the fuck was I thinking?
And you don't realize it either.
She's got this legit look of concern, like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Like, what was I doing?
It's okay. We don't judge you.
Yeah. Well, a little.
Maybe
a lot.
And finally, in cooler tool, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, Diana?
Tool.
Sam?
Well, I did enjoy the high school performance of the musical.
Okay.
Tool.
Yeah. Yeah. Oklahoma is Texas's hat.
Yes.
It's tiny clown hat. Let's recognize Oklahoma.
It's not even a cowboy hat.
Oklahoma is Texas's tiny clown hat.
Yeah,
that's what it is, and it is Tool, and that's cooler Tool.
Unless you're from Oklahoma, in which case it's definitely an enjoyable place.
Well, because you
probably
don't,
serves
you don't
great
know
watermelon.
You don't know any better.
Yeah, I'd like to go to the watermelon festival. I like watermelon.
Deep fried watermelon. Garlic festival. That's just
disgusting. Hey, you watch your mouth. That's where I met the woman I love. The Gilroy Garlic Fest. I ain't even joking.
Did you? How did that? Did you go up to her and be like, "Hey, girl," and just like have
he
garlic
went,
on your
he went
breath?
Up and went, "Hi."
No.
How are you?
It's more complex than that. We have a mutual friend.
I've heard this story.
This whole thing, but I had to pick her up before going. It was the first time I ever met her, and we just hit it off, dude. And we ate kangaroo meat covered in garlic. We ate frog legs covered in garlic. We ate garlic ice cream together. It was just.
Do you count that as your first date?
Yeah. No, it's not. It was our first time being together. That's
did you like ask her out after?
No, it wasn't like that, but I did enforce spending more time with her after that.
Diana, if you would have taken me to the garlic festival.
Shut the fuck up, mate. Shut the fuck up.
I might have let you put your spicy tongue on me.
That's so disgusting.
Yes. Well, you know, it's what you do.
Yeah.
by the way, if you'd like to buy things like spices, things for your kitchen, things for your house, anywhere, inside or out, you can get them on Amazon.
It's
and it's also the best way to support the show. Here's what you do. If you're shopping Amazon anyway, go to our website first. It's NateDarlingShow.com. Click that Shop Amazon tab at the top of the page, and then you just shop like normal. It does not cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. And we do appreciate it. So thank you very much in advance because we got bills to pay.
Spread up.
The internet is not free. This show is free, but it is not free to put on. It costs money. And so help us out if you can. Now, speaking of money.
Money.
Donald Trump crawled out of his hole last weekend.
God, why is he still alive?
He's got the Celebrity Apprentice that's on now. Monday nights on NBC. It's terrible. You know what's terrible? Geraldo Rivera is the biggest a-hole in the universe.
Is he on that one?
Oh, yeah. And he's such a dick.
Oh, no.
He's on.
How's his mustache doing?
Oh, it's tremendous.
Oh, no.
It's tremendous. So Trump visited Iowa for the Freedom Summit, a launch point for conservative ideas as we head toward 2016. He spoke on a variety of topics, chief among them why the Republicans who might run for president are terrible and he's great. It all started last Friday when he claimed that he should really already be president. I was leading in every poll. I regret I didn't stay in. I would have won the race against Obama. He would have been easy. Hillary's tougher to beat than Obama, but Hillary is very beatable.
Very beatable, huh?
Later, speaking at the summit on Saturday, he shared some assessments of the current GOP crop of potential runners. He said, "It can't be Mitt because Mitt ran and failed. You can't have Romney choked. You can't have Bush. The last thing we need is another Bush." Yeah. No, and then he blamed Jeb Bush's brother, former President George W. Bush, for being the man who gave us Obama. Luckily, Trump offered a novel solution. Him. "I know what needs to be done to make America great. We can make this country great again. The potential is enormous, and I'm seriously thinking of running for president." Yeah. So, yeah, good luck to you.
You know what? I think we should have him be president just for fun.
You know, that's like we should have had Gary Coleman as our state
as our
governor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not Mary Carey, the porn star?
Yeah,
she ran.
I don't understand why not.
Also, another blast from the past of moronics. Yeah, you know who else was there? Sarah Palin. She showed up in Iowa as well. She told the captive audience, "Without putting any words in my mouth, you can absolutely say that I'm seriously interested." Politico reports it's not a major story because 2016 is still far off. Yeah, it's still a major story. Because maybe you guys are bored, referring to the mainstream media. Palin possibly running again. She's flirted with the possibility of a run since her failed VP nomination in 08. Whether or not she's actually interested or simply interested in generating more attention, money, power, or whatever, that's uncertain. But she's definitely interested in people thinking she's interested. Yeah. She was overheard joking.
That's very interesting.
She was overheard joking about moose stew. Are there any Alaskans who confirm this is a real thing? There was a commenter who said, moose head stew is a very real and very delicious part of my childhood. One of the things about Alaska I miss most besides real salmon. So, yeah.
Actually, both of those things do sound good.
Real salmon, yeah. I would like to see a Trump-Palin pairing in the White House.
Why?
The jokes would be endless. We have the House and the Senate to save that. Save, like, everything.
Oh, they're not,
like, really
those idiots,
damage.
They're not saving anything. I would rather see a Trump and Palin sex tape than them in the White House.
Oh.
I would rather see her with a giant spiky strap on fucking him in the ass than one moment of them running the country.
Maybe it's just because I've given up completely.
Apparently.
Loop.
Well, you've always got Korea to go back to.
Would they take me in?
I don't know. They will not take me. No. I'm not allowed in Korea. Fuck.
Well, we're all sad and lonely at times, right? I mean, Sam, you and I have girlfriends. Diana's lonely, though.
You guys are dicks.
Sorry. But take solace in the tale of Tom Packer, a lonely lad from Norwich, England. Poor Tom, a man as unlucky in love as he is rich in facial hair, has been on a desperate search for his truest love. The Elizabeth to his Darcy, the Jane to his Rochester, a shivering Tom even once took the cold winter streets of London with mistletoe attached to his head. But alas, the young bartender couldn't seem to find love. So what is a romantic like Tom to do? Well, being a man of both ingenuity and resources, he turned to the internet. And instead of seeking love in the squalid wastelands of Tinder or Match, he turned to the crowdfunding site Indiegogo.
Oh, God.
That's where Tom enjoyed the people of the internet and fellow romantics to toss a shilling his way so that he could charm the women of England.
No!
That's
no!
That's how he presented this idea.
Stop!
Here is what he wrote. I like reading as much as going out with friends. I find thunderstorms relaxing to listen to and can easily lose myself in a good film. I like sitting in busy cafes writing poetry and people watching. The problem is, I don't have a lady slash partner in crime slash personal femme fatale to share this all with me, teach me new things, and put me in my place every now and again. That's what he wrote. Tom is not one to shy away from hard work. For £1,000, Tom would have taken you to Paris. For £500, Tom will have written you a lovely little poem and taken you on a date, and for other varying sums provided you with a signed photo over which to a signed photo, or a peek into Tom's soul with pieces of his personal diary. However, his search was foiled by the cynicism of the modern era. It only raised, and this is actually pretty amazing, it only raised 227 British pounds, far short of his goal of 1,300 pounds. So, there you go. You gotta,
I have nothing, Nate.
I wonder how much I can raise.
It drains my soul to even know this happened.
Oh, here we go. The campaign is closed.
Well, I'm glad he gave up. Is that what he actually looks like?
Yeah, he's bearded. He's a bearded dude.
No, I thought that was just like a fake picture. Like he wasn't.
No, that's him. He's got a bunch.
Oh my gosh, he straight up was. Oh dear lord.
He could be you, Sam.
If
you were fully sleeved.
Stop it.
And had the glasses. Yeah, that totally could be you. I mean, you know, just appearance wise.
Okay.
You match the profile description.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. So, yeah, that's...
What a sad bastard.
That's sad. Well, I was like deleting my GoFundMe right now.
Well, here's the thing.
He's crossed the line and he can never go back from this, man. That was stupid as fuck.
Yeah, he's now a laughingstock.
He's a whore. He's trying to...
He's a whore?
Yeah.
Yo, Indiegogo!
His profile... just says, I'm trying to find love through crowdsourcing. It launched one day. He raised 227 pounds in one day. That's not bad. I don't know who shut him down.
That's just for the mere gimmick of it.
Yeah. Please don't put your feet on my coffee table, sir. Thank you. I know it's comfy and all, but
it felt so good.
I would prefer if you did not. Hey, this is a lawsuit worth paying attention to. From the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The drama is to be expected, but Joanna Krupa and Blandy Glanville's issues with one another have hit below the belt, literally. By the way, Brandy Glanville on Celebrity Apprentice this year. Not quite sure why, but she is. But Joanna,
I was going to say, I don't know who that is.
She's a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
So she's not really a celebrity.
She's the one whose husband left her for Leanne Rimes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now I remember who she is.
Joanna Krupa filed a lawsuit against the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star in Miami-Dade County, which is weird to me, citing slander per se, and intentional infliction of emotional distress over past claims that Glanville has made about the model's alleged affair with Mohamed Hadid and her alleged smelly vagina.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
This is something that is like, why would that be brought into the...
Well, because she feels like she's been slandered because Brandi Glanville claims that Joanna Krupa has a smelly vagina. Now Krupa is demanding a trial by jury because our legal system needs that and intends to amend her complaint and seek punitive damages. After filing her suit, the Real Housewives of Miami star told E! News exclusively, bullying hurts.
Okay, hold on. If this is... She's bringing it to court saying it's slander.
Yes.
And I imagine slander works only if this is not true. So if it's in court, she's going to have to prove to the court that her vagina does not smell.
I believe that would be yes.
She's just digging herself in a hole. This is making it worse, dude. I didn't even know who the fuck she was 30 seconds ago.
Well, here's
and now I know who she is, and she's got a smelly vagina, I would assume is true.
But it's more than that. In the suit, Krupa claims Glanville, quote, knowingly made the false and malicious statement that she had sexual relations with Hadid while he was married to Yolanda Foster. Krupa also claims Glanville knowingly made the false and malicious statement that Mr. Hadid told her that Ms. Krupa's pussy smelled. These statements were made on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live in November of 2013. Quite a show. During the appearance, Glanville claimed that Lisa Vanderpump witnessed Hadid's statements about Krupa's alleged stinky private areas.
How are they gonna,
I mean,
like,
let's be honest. Most people's genitals stink a lot of the time.
Well,
male and female, but
okay.
Especially female.
Well, there's a difference between the stink of the day.
Well,
from you,
stink
it's
of the day. You've got
it's
your
a
stink.
It's a long hard day, and you know you've been fresher. Uh-huh. There's a difference between that and it smells like the fish market.
Right.
And that was where they were going with that.
Yes. Okay.
So that's what's clogging up our legal system.
I never want to have
that
sex
and
again.
Watermelons. Watermelons, the state vegetable in your vagina smells. Let's take that to court.
Can you shoot a watermelon out of your vagina?
I just had an image of that in my head. I think that's what a baby is.
Because, see, what I'm seeing is not it flying out of the vagina. She's holding it in her vagina, and someone shoots it with a gun.
Pew!
Never want to have sex again.
Really? Because I'm fine with it. Yeah, I think you may need to look into some things. I mean,
I support you in whatever you do.
Sure. I mean, it's your right to never want to have sex again, but... this isn't going to make it better. Sorry. It's time for Florida Corner. Although the last one was Florida, too, technically. Sad news, Sam.
Yeah.
Sad news. There's an inmate in Florida, and she's passed away.
Oh, what happened?
She died a week after she was taken to a hospital to have a crack pipe and another item removed from her private parts.
She died during the procedure removing them?
No.
On her way to the hospital?
No. She apparently had, some issues. Anyway, the Ledger of Lakeland reported that April Rollison was arrested on drug charges in December. During a body scan at the jail, deputies spotted two items inside her vagina. They took her to the hospital, asked the nurse to use the restroom, so the nurse left to get a bedpan and a deputy slipped behind the curtain.
Huh.
While the nurse was getting a bedpan, she was able to remove it from her personal area. That's according to the sheriff's county spokesman. The medical staff removed the crack pipe and a pill bottle from her vagina. She was taken back to jail where she went into distress. She was taken back to the hospital where she then died. An autopsy will be conducted. We do not have final results, but she did test positive for methamphetamine, amphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana. So I'm guessing...
A little too much in the cocktail.
Well, yeah, and absorbed it right straight through the old vaginal wall.
Yeah. That mucous membrane absorbs quick and
it does.
How do you put so much in there?
It's probably not comfortable.
It's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Very carefully.
Like, I just...
One at a time.
But you imagine a 15, you know, that's not, I'm sorry, a 9-pound baby. Does happen.
Yeah, nine pounds isn't that bad.
You know, so perhaps a little crack pipe.
Yeah, a crack pipe's not as big as a penis.
No, not even.
No.
But a pill bottle.
It depends on the pill bottle. I mean, you got small pill bottles, you got big pill bottles.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking multivitamin bottle, that thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you talk about the big, you know, the 2-month supply of multivitamins, yeah, it's about that big around, about yay long.
250 tablets.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one.
That's going to fill the whole uterus.
You're going to grimace when that goes in, is what I'm saying.
Watch yourself.
It's true. You're going to grimace. Diana's grimacing.
Make sure that cap's twisted on real good.
Oh, yeah. So. You want the child-proof cap for that one.
I'm like scared and mesmerized by the vagina at the same time right now.
Yeah.
And you know what? You have your own. You can go and perform experiments. We just have to wonder as guys.
Just don't do it.
You're not going to.
God bless you.
By the way, I believe the rule is just like if you're mountain climbing, have a safety tether attached to anything.
Yeah.
That's really the key. Safety tether.
I'm really, really not that curious.
Just more mesmerized. Yeah. Also in Florida, when Orlando police asked Devontae Smith on Friday to stop skateboarding in a downtown parking lot, he refused, saying he didn't listen to his parents and he surely wasn't going to take commands from an officer. It's according to court records. When the officer said Smith should show some respect, the 22-year-old homeless man replied, "Take me to jail. I'll be out in 2 hours. I need water anyway." So the officer honored his request. Smith was belligerent, stating he doesn't believe in law enforcement. Doesn't matter if you believe in them or not. They're real.
They're real.
It's not like, spoiler alert, kids, it's not like Santa. You don't have to believe. It's real.
Why would you do that?
Why would I do what?
Spoil things.
There's children.
Really, if you're letting your children listen to this show, they should
be
past Santa Claus.
Fucking idiot.
We just talked about a woman with a crack pipe and a pill bottle shoved in her pussy. And before that, a lawsuit about a smelly pussy. If you're listening to this with your kids, they should be taken from you. We play this at the beginning of the show for a reason.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience.
It
contains coarse language.
This is stupid. I want to talk about vaginas.
We already did that. Anyway, back to the other story. Skateboarders were skating up Magnolia Avenue. An officer asked them to stop. That's when Smith yelled at the officer that he could skate if he wanted to. After he was arrested, he refused to give his name, and another officer had to come to identify Smith through a digital fingerprint. Despite guarantee of being out in 2 hours, he was still in the Orange County jail a couple days later. Oops. He was charged with skateboarding, which is a violation of the city ordinance. No, it's a violation of the city ordinance.
Okay.
The other four skateboarders, not arrested. He was charged with not listening to the cop. Is what he was. It wasn't what he was charged with. That's why he's in jail.
That'll do it every
time. Yeah, that's why he's in jail. So, well, thanks, Florida. All right, Diana. Oh, here's one I'm not even going to go into. There's a whole on Elite Daily. There's a whole thing called 51 Signs You're Self-Destructive and Give Zero Fucks About Changing. We're not even going to get into that at all. That's a whole show. That's like a whole show.
Should we just say that for the next Well Hung
Podcast?
Hung
Podcast, yes.
We're doing that.
I'll mark that one.
Done.
I'll mark that one up.
Sam's face.
I want more.
Sam's face.
I want more now.
This fucking clickbait shit is hella good.
No, it absolutely is. All right, I'll give you one.
Okay.
Is a hint. Okay. Oh, here you go. You don't know the last time you slept over 4 hours.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
You don't know the last time you went to bed sober or alone.
I mean, define not sober.
Drunk.
Oh, but if I had a couple beers.
Are you feeling it?
Anyway.
We're not going to get into that. We'll get into that later. But
shit.
Now, it's apparently we've identified your problem. Here's 13 struggles you endure when you're an extremely straightforward girl.
Sam, this is me.
Sam, you might
Uh-oh.
You might get these. Let's see if I can. I'm going to scroll down. I like to do it in backwards order. Number 13. Other people frustrate you because they're never on their game quite like you are.
Yeah.
You feel like most people don't have the drive you do. Your closet, your closest friends are people who have a drive for success.
Yeah.
No, there's straightforward girl. There we go. Number 12, you have zero patience for stupidity.
I love the meme for this one, or the GIF. Is that what it's called? It's, GIF?
Yeah.
I pronounce it GIF, some say GIF.
But well, the guy who invented it calls it a GIF, so.
GIF. Good. But it's Chelsea Handler that says, you are so fucking stupid.
It says, stupid people make you want to blind yourself with acid. You have absolutely no tolerance for stupidity.
Yes.
If that's what it is, then I am a straightforward girl. number 11, TMI can be a real problem. You're completely open with your life, so you have no problem disclosing all the gritty details of your sex life or your partying habits. I think we've checked that box off with you.
What haven't we checked off yet?
Number 10, you're extremely sarcastic. With straightforwardness comes a sarcastic sense of humor. There are many instances when you've said something sarcastic and had people stare at you with empty eyes because they aren't sure if you're joking or being a bitch.
Oh my God, that happens to me all the time.
That's because you are facing one of the 13 struggles of being an extremely straightforward girl. Number 9, you're automatically the leader in every situation. Whether it's plans with friends or projects at work, you always take the lead. Your friends have to come to rely on you for everything.
I used to be, then I just gave up caring.
Because then you fell into the don't give a fuck about anything thing.
Yeah.
Number 8, your friends sometimes avoid talking about that time they did blank. Because you will judge them and tell them how monstrously stupid their actions were.
Oh, no. I never... Hold on. They still tell me. That's why I don't understand. They still tell me knowing damn well they're going to get judged.
All right, so that's 2 that you don't have. Okay. Number 7, your boss doesn't scare you.
That's true.
Does not apply.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Number 6, you're never afraid to say exactly what you think to anyone. You aren't afraid of hurting someone's feelings. Your mind just doesn't work that way.
That's true. I don't believe I hurt feelings at all.
Number 5, annoying people are drawn to you.
That's so fucking true.
You're like catnip. God. You're like catnip for annoying people. Loudmouths, clingers, the whole bunch. They want to be your BFF. You're constantly staving off coffee invitations from mouth breathers and gossip.
Yeah. Struggle's real. Hashtag.
Number 4, you always speak the truth, even when it hurts. See, people can't handle the truth, but you're going to give it to them anyway. You see it as a disservice to lie to someone because a lie will only temporarily place a Band-Aid over a bigger issue at hand.
Yeah.
That's true love.
That's
right
very
there,
true.
That's real love.
Yeah.
Number 3, people get really offended by the things you say.
Oops.
You find that you're constantly pissing people off. People are decidedly more sensitive than you are and therefore get butthurt frequently.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Unfortunately for them, you don't really give a shit, so you'll never change your behavior.
That's also really true.
Number 2, you have absolutely no filter. Thoughts that spark in your mind always seem to come flying out of your mouth. It can be really unfortunate in situations that require a sort of delicate care. You're like a proverbial bull in a china shop when it comes to social situations.
We were high in Tahoe. We're just sitting around, and my friend turns to me, and she was just like eavesdropping on the conversation, and she was like, "This is seriously the worst conversation I've ever heard."
No way. Well, that's honest.
And it's just because I kept asking random shit. Well, in my defense, I was high, but still.
Allegedly. This podcast for comedy purposes only. And number 1, your blunt delivery is often misinterpreted as bitchiness. You say exactly what you're thinking. If someone is doing something that's pissing you off, you automatically open your trap about it. So when your coworker is failing to use his inside voice or your roommate is incessantly tapping his foot against the kitchen table, you better believe you're going to tell them both to cut it the fuck out. Hence, people think you're a bona fide bitch.
So I only had
11.
1.5 because that one, like, they still tell me. So I have.
So you got 12 and a half or 11 and a half?
11 and a half.
Wow. So you are a struggling, straightforward girl.
Damn.
I knew it was coming. Ugh. Now you know that the struggle is real, people. Diana's struggle as a straightforward girl.
This is why I'm single.
Things you need to understand about being a straightforward girl. By the way, those lists need to stop because I don't need to understand shit about your ass. What you need to do is man up, woman up, grow up, and put on a helmet and get with the world. I do not need to understand the deep, intricate workings of your mind. Join society, people. And stop with the lists. for the love of God. Fucking BuzzFeed.
I've had enough.
10 things you need to understand about introverts.
Oh my God.
Oh, stop it.
An outgoing introvert, and then I read it, and I'm like, this is me.
Everyone who reads it says it's me, because that's how it works.
Yeah, because people are idiots. People who buy into
I've heard
like,
the name of this guy who's actually like a brilliant, like, hypnotist, but he admits that all it is the power of suggestion.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things he did was he wrote up this elaborate thing, and he invited people from all walks of life together, and he asked them, they had to sign their name on a piece of paper, write the date, fold it up, and I don't know, it's in some document. And then he comes back out and hands each of them this document, and they all open it and start reading it, and they're like, oh my God, this is me. It's like he knows me. They interview each person privately, and they're like spooked at how right on it is for, he knows all about my insecurities, what I want to do with my life, this and that. Then he has them all come back into the room and read each other what they had, and they all had the exact same motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's like horoscopes.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing, but everyone will find the meaning they want out of it.
Yeah, it's good self-discovery, and you make a lot of money if you are one of those people that can do it.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is we all have a lot of the same hopes, dreams,
and
fears, and concerns.
Exactly.
Money, relationships, mm-hmm. family, future, career. I mean, that
everybody's
that. And everybody has a sick relative.
Yeah.
Everybody has a sick relative mm-hmm. they're concerned about.
Yep.
I mean, it's all kind of bullshit. So please stop with those. But that's what BuzzFeed does. And what would we do without BuzzFeed?
I found out that BuzzFeed had a BuzzFeed food page on Facebook, and it has changed my life.
Tell me a little bit more, because maybe there's hope. I'm trying to be open-minded. I hate BuzzFeed. I see that little red block, and I want to punch it.
Basically like food porn or like stuff like you can like 17 things you could like ways to eat it, like on avocado or something like that. That like it's just recipes I never would have thought, like avocado mac and cheese.
Okay.
It was like stuff like that. Like I love food porn. I don't need a girlfriend. I just stare at food. I'm gonna stop talking.
I celebrate you this day and this self-discovery. I celebrate that. I'm food porn. Yeah.
All right. Let's real quickly, since we mentioned BuzzFeed, this is a short one. Eight celebrity tweets you missed today. So this is going to be a few days out.
This is fucking stupid.
Kim Kardashian, he's happy about this look. It's Kanye with a stupid grin on his face where she's wearing something ridiculous. Don't know who that is. Whitney Cummings, we are both hosting the Late Late Show this week. So this is us pretending not to be competitive. Her and Adam Paley. So I like her. That's fine. Kathy Griffin tweeted, just a little dental work after e-fashion police with an actual dentist. Okay. I love this guy. Kumail Nanjiani. Nanjiani? He's a comedian. He's hilarious. He tweeted, wouldn't be surprised to find out Jenny McCarthy is just a bunch of measles viruses in a dress. Yes.
I like how that's been, like, I've been seeing a lot of it lately, but that, like, has been a thing we've been talking on the show for a long time.
Yeah, and measles is back. Thanks. Smallpox is coming, bitches. Thanks for not vaccinating. Thanks, everybody. No, not going to go with that. There we go. So that's the important ones. Thank you, Kumail. Thanks for giving us that.
We get paid to do this. I feel like I should just move to LA and work at BuzzFeed or New York, wherever they're located.
Okay. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. In the meantime, we're going to do this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. This also coming from the area of the country where I'm from, the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. This could have been a dangerous situation. It could have been. Headline, man buried under wood chips.
What?
At North Country Hospital. Let's go to the story from Vermont's own Channel 3.
Well, it was a close call in the kingdom. A delivery man buried under wood chips at North Country Hospital in Newport. Shelby Cashman joins us now with the details on this. Shelby.
Kristen, the hospital gets deliveries of wood chips to power its heating plant. But this afternoon, that delivery went horribly wrong. A spokesperson for the hospital says the delivery man was filling the wood chip bin and somehow fell in. The wood chips then buried him. And he's lucky to be alive. A hospital maintenance worker happened to be walking by and heard the man hollering for help underneath the chips. The fire department was immediately contacted. Firefighters managed to suck the chips out of the bin to reach the man. The hospital says he was still conscious and was rushed to the emergency room right around the corner of the building. He possibly suffered hypothermia. Now, this incident comes just days after another problem at North Country. Earlier this week, the hospital dealt with a pipe break that left the facility without water for much of Monday. We don't have the delivery man's name or his current condition. He's still being treated in the emergency department. The hospital tells us the wood chip area has been secured until an investigation into how this happened is complete. And the accident may change protocol on deliveries, like ensuring that two people are on site when wood chips come in. Kristen?
Shelby, thank you.
And also, don't fall in the wood chip bin.
Yeah.
You need to see maybe if
that's
he
sound advice.
Took coffee or
blow. Cocaine.
Yeah, maybe if he paid attention.
Calmed his bowels a little bit.
It just wouldn't happen. It's a very serious... What's your watermelon song?
Oh, D. Wills. It's Watermelon. I don't know if it's like auction on Spotify, though.
Well, then we're not getting it.
Oh, damn.
YouTube that shit. Everything's on YouTube.
It's definitely on YouTube. It's like D. Wills, Too Fresh. It's like really racist and like knockoff. It's really funny.
Great.
Wait, the video's racist, but the song is... Great. The song is just like really dirty.
How old is this song? Is
pretty
it,
old, I think.
We're talking like back when segregation was still a thing?
No. It's a rap. I heard it for the first time in 2010. And I'm sure it was out like maybe 2009, 2008 or something like that.
Well, y'all can look that up on
YouTube.
Juicy
like a watermelon.
Yeah, y'all can look that up in your spare time. Until then, you can do it. You got the whole weekend. You can chill out. You can go see the Chitlin' Circuit.
Yep.
Tomorrow night at the Brick House in Oak Park in Sacramento. See Kareem doing his thing and support that. We're going to be having our times, doing our lives, doing our thing, having a weekend. You have a weekend, too. New El Hong podcast out on Monday, and we'll see you next week for more new Nate Darling shows. Everybody be safe and be cool for Sam.
For me.
Diana.
Yeah.
In an absent Kareem, I am Nate saying, peace out, bitches. Yeah.